Northern Ireland's Attorney General has said there should be an end to prosecutions for all deaths caused by paramilitaries, police, or the army during the period of the Troubles. John Larkin said there should be no further police investigations, inquests, or inquiries into any relevant killings that took place before the signing of the Good Friday Agreement in 1998. But he added the proposal was not a formal amnesty. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Robin Wilson, Belfast-based lead editor of online publication Open Security, about the Attorney General's comments.
The difficulty about this is that it's not at all obvious on what legal basis one could introduce such a kind of statute of limitations in terms of crimes that were committed which had a political motivation before 1998. The difficulty is that there's an obvious legal principle at stake here, which is non-discrimination. And it's difficult to see how one can say to a victim of a politically motivated assault before 1998 that they should be entitled to a lesser justice than someone who was the victim of a common assault before 1998. So it's very difficult to see on what basis what the Attorney General is suggesting could actually be translated into practice.
You have people, obviously, that are still looking for justice. So what do you think this will mean to them, these kind of comments?
Well, recently, Amnesty International, which has been very critical of the comments by the Attorney General, launched a report which was the product of a major piece of research on the theme of dealing with the past in Northern Ireland. And they recommended an independent mechanism to take that forward. At the launch of the report at Stormont, where the Northern Ireland Assembly sits, several victims of the violence, who many of them in wheelchairs, spoke very graphically about their experience and how it was still as immediate to them today as it was when it happened, and because of the seriousness of the trauma that they'd experienced. And of course, many of them also spoke about how they had an outstanding sense of injustice because one had been brought to justice for the crimes of which they had been victims.
Comments like these, how does that help someone like Richard Haass, who's trying to kind of broker a political agreement, who's trying to deal with the legacy of Northern Ireland's past and is trying to deal with controversial issues such as parades and flags and things like that?
Well, the Attorney General of Northern Ireland, John Larkin, is given to going on what we would call in Ireland solo runs. He does tend to make unilateral comments of this kind, and I'm not sure that he has discussed this with Mr. Haass in advance. The biggest difficulty that Richard Haass faces in dealing with the menu of issues which have been put on his plate, that's to say flying of the Union flag in Northern Ireland, the issue of mainly Protestant communal parades and how to deal with the past. It is the issue of dealing with the past which is the most neuralgic and most difficult because, of course, as Orwell famously said, he who controls the present controls the past, and he who controls the past controls the future. And control over the past in Northern Ireland is thus absolutely central to the protagonists on both sides of its continuing political conflict as they try to dictate whether the future will be to their liking or not. And at the moment, it's very difficult to see how, in any event, Richard Haass is going to be able to crack that particular nut. We will see. He's had private discussions with the parties on more than one occasion. He's had a lot of public submissions, about 500 public submissions, which show a considerable amount of public interest in this endeavour. But quite how he will square that circle of dealing with the past when two main protagonists here, Sinn Féin, former political wing of the IRA and the Democratic Unionist Party, the Protestant sectarian party, when they have such conflicting views on the past in Northern Ireland, as they do have its future, it's very difficult to see how both of them will agree to a compromise.